It's time for the pub quiz pod.
That's nice.
Do you like that?
New jingle?
Could be.
Another one? Give us another option.
I can only do the same one again now.
Yeah, okay, alright. Right.
It's time for the pub quiz pod.
And give us a third option. Funky. And just a third.
And then, it's time for the pub quiz pod. That's a bit block party, that.
Yeah, that's nice. So comment what jingle you prefer and we might get that implemented.
Yeah, basically. We're producer down. I'm a bit worried about this.
We are. There's only three of us here today.
We've got two producers. We've got Daddy.
Yeah.
And we've got the one who has a bit of bolognese and a bit of sort of Guinness.
Stepdaddy.
It's almost like he can't leave the house without being like, right, I've got keys, phone, wallet. I need to put a bit of bolognese on my shirt and maybe just pour a little bit of Guinness on my T-shirt. Right,
and
ready
just,
to go.
And just let a little bit of piss out.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Just so you can smell it, but there's not going to be a big wet patch on my trousers.
Keys, phone, wet patch. Right, let's go. he's only gone and got gout. I'm not joking.
You weren't expecting that, were
he's
you?
Only got, he's only...
Oh, were you listening?
Boy, sorry, I can't make it today. I've only gone and got gout.
Classic. Classic.
That's classic. It's so classic.
He's gone too heavy on the beers. We've all been there. Too heavy on the beers. He's woke up with bloody gout.
I don't know. We've all been there. We've had a big night and we've woken up with a medieval illness. great night last night. How are you feeling today? I'm all right. Touch of syphilis.
I'm worried.
Touch of syphilis.
I'm worried Daddy producer's going to wake up with bloody scurvy tomorrow.
Oh, God. I mean, just please, no one go out jousting tonight, all right? We can't risk another injury.
Jake's not here today. He's got rickets. Mental. Gout.
Yeah.
Someone getting gout. How old is he? Is he in his 30s?
30, 31, yeah.
That's young to be getting gout, isn't
it? I think it's young for anyone born after 1800 to get gout, isn't it?
Yeah.
anyway, we're going to power through. We've got Daddy producer rearing to go, and we've got a very exciting guest, haven't we?
Yeah, we've got Cecily Hitchcock.
Cecily Hitchcock. I've never met Cecily before. I've always wanted to. I'm going to tick it off the bucket list.
Yeah, she's a great comedian. She's stand-up and also has some very funny content on Instagram as well.
Right, let's go over, get a drink, but for God's sake, no one get gout, please. Joining our pub quiz team this week is, according to her official agency profile, a comedy siren, a crowd enchantress, a heckler annihilator. It's Cecily Hitchcock.
Welcome to the pod. What's the biggest heckle you've annihilated?
The biggest heckle I've ever annihilated. I once had this guy come to a show and he was called Mervin. And he just, like, the entire time I was on stage, I was, like, just some poor, like, little new comic as well. And this was, like, just some, like, horrible, bald, like, gammon human being.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you couldn't tell, like, he went home.
Mervin?
He's called Mervin.
If your name's Mervin, you shouldn't be fucking shouting out.
Well,
no, you shouldn't
I just said, like, some sort of slapstick thing. I was like, what's your name? He was like, Mervin. I went, why don't you Merv on?
Wow!
That's great.
And it was just harmless.
Did it get a good
beautiful.
Did it get a good reaction in the room?
A great reaction. Went viral on Lab Bible, which is where you want to go viral.
Yeah, did you have like a little sip of your drink after us, just sort of celebrating?
I went like this. You can see it's online. You can see a video of me going... I said everyone liked it, and I felt like I told a really good joke at like a very important party.
Did you just go mad after that, just asking everyone what their name is, and then just I can't. Can you Merv on? Can you Sam on?
What's your name?
Just looking down at your own hands, be like, I don't know my own strength.
Yeah.
What even am I?
No, it was great. But no, a lot of guys heckle me. It's actually not meant to be my thing because my stand-up's actually very like. I do quite like friendly, like silly, surreal shit.
Right.
It's purely just because I'm...
But apparently you just come across so unlikable.
Oh no, like I literally come on stage and I'm like, blee, 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 do you ever get sand in your shoe? And then some guy would be like, you're a whore. And I'm like, do you fucking know who I am? And then I go back and be like, I'm just a little... And then everyone's like, oh, who's that?
What's the profile of your average heckler in one of your shows?
Oh, it's like... Sorry. I don't swallow full ice. Oh, it's better. Oh. What's the profile of my
Salute
normal...
the camera dead in the eye when you did that
know.
As well. Oh, you need to know.
This is an advert for Jameson's whiskey.
What's the profile of your like average troublemaker heckler at one of your
It's usually, do you know what? It's usually a girl.
Really?
Really?
To be honest. It's normally some like young girl who's like, best friend. And she's usually called like Molly, and she'll be from like Putney, and she'll be, I'll be like, do you have a, blah, blah, blah? And she'll be like, yeah, and I'll be like, nice, Molly, great, you're involved with the show. And then I'll be like, blah, blah, blah. And she'll be like, I do that. And I'm like, love it, Molly. That's so nice, Molly. And then I will ignore her. And then she'll get a bit drunk. And then she'll start shouting stuff at me.
Like rude,
oh, I'll go back to that. That's usually the profile of my normal, like, heckler or, like, shouty people.
Go back to that. Just using you sort of like as a DVD menu. Yeah. Let's move back to that bit. Yeah. That was good.
Can we go back to that bit that you said about when you were a child and used to dress up as... Fat Bastard.
Good bit, that. Yeah.
It's a great bit. Have you seen it?
No, never seen it.
It's a great bit. It's also completely true. As a child, I would dress up as Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard from Austin Powers.
My neck looks like a vagina.
All that baby back ribs.
You dress up as him?
So when I was a child, I was obsessed with him. My parents thought it was hilarious. And they took me to a shop in Cambridgeshire called the Edinburgh Woolen Mill.
Yeah.
And they bought me like a full Scottish outfit, like a kilt and like a little Scottish hat.
Yeah.
And a polo neck top. And I walked around like that for like 3 years, and I like genuinely thought I was Fat Bastard, and like I couldn't break out of character. And my dad almost lost his job because. He had like a new job in Cambridgeshire at a law firm. He just started working as a lawyer, and his boss, who apparently couldn't take a fucking joke. Doesn't know a good thing when she sees it, had invited the entire family round for like a barbecue with her children, but of course I wouldn't go unless I was wearing my clothes, which
wearing your Fat Bastard outfit,
my Fat Bastard outfit.
How old were you?
7. I was really young. I was like way too young to like have been allowed to have watched that film
or to be able to. Yeah, I'll have to come, but I will have to come as Fat Bastard.
Parents sort of a bit is Cecily coming?
A lot of parents were like, is Cecily coming?
Oh,
like
happy.
Some parents were like, is Cecily coming?
I'd rather my kids just didn't
And then
out
a lot of people were like, oh, okay, they just accepted me. Like, my parents were very progressive.
Yeah.
Like, my pronouns were Fat/Bastard. It was actually, and then we went to their house for dinner, and I like waited until, because I had really good comic timing, I like turned up in my outfit, was doing Scottish accent, and my parents were just sort of like, yes, this is Cecily, she... just like to dress up as a little Scottish girl, don't you, Cecily? And I'd be like, yeah. And then at the dinner table, I just waited until like perfect silence had happened, stood on my chair, and I like looked my dad's new boss, it's like 2006, looked her dead in the eyes, and I was like, I said, I'm on the subway diet, my neck looks like a vagina. And then all her family were like, oh my God. And my siblings were like, this is the best. So that's kind of how I even started talking about that. I just wanted to tell you.
No childhood obsession has ever reached those heights at all. I was quite into Michael Jackson. I would dress up as him a bit.
Would you?
But never...
Would you dress up as him and stand in your wardrobe and make a little pretend you in your bed and then go and sit on the edge of the bed and be like, Jake, it's me, Jake.
I would do exactly that. Yeah. Cecily, do you get time to, in your very busy schedule, do you get time to pub quiz ever?
I love pub quiz. Mm-hmm. Plural. I love.
You can just say quizzes if you want.
I love.
You don't have to say singular and then plural.
I love pub comic quiz. As a teenager, I was obsessed with this app called QuizUp, which has since passed away.
Yeah.
And I was number one in the world at one point at the Walking Dead quiz aspect, and then they deleted the app, and I got really depressed.
Just the Walking Dead, obviously.
Just the Walking Dead. Yeah. That's the only quiz I did. But I love a pub quiz. And my favourite thing about a pub quiz is hating on all the other teams.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Yeah.
And I've been doing lots of pub quizzes. I did a pub quiz in Cambridge when I lived there at the Blue Moon, the Cambridge Blue, for ages. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop doing pub quizzes up until recently. I only started doing pub quizzes again about 2 years ago because I had a theory that every time I went to do the pub quiz in Cambridge, the mayor of Cambridge would die. Now, the reason for this is that I went to a pub quiz.
Yeah.
The mayor of Cambridge was in the pub quiz group. It was in some. It was. I can't remember the name of his pub quiz group name. It was like,
so he was at the pub quiz in a team,
at the pub quiz in the team, still with his like medallion on.
Yeah, have a night off
today and like chill in like memorial.
Fuck, I've still got this thing on.
You don't get extra points for that.
No, like they have to wear it.
Yeah,
it's the law. It's like if you're like a nurse, you have to wear your your uniform at all times because you have to look sexy.
Yeah,
That is the literal law.
But no, he was doing the pub quiz, and then 2 weeks later, he died in a freak accident.
What was the accident?
He drowned on holiday.
Fucking
and
hell.
Then
this is why you don't go swimming with the medallion on. It's always going to weigh you down.
The anchor! No, and then...
so heavy! Proper gold! Sorry, he is dead.
He is dead, but then I was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. I did the pub quiz, and then the mayor of Cambridge died. Mm. And then not a year later, I went back and did another pub quiz in Cambridge.
Yeah. Stop,
you can please ask my
boyfriend. So you just
this.
Got over the...
Just got over, like, wow, well, that was what a coincidence. Yeah. The next mayor of Cambridge was there at the next pub quiz.
I mean, that's a coincidence in itself.
Yeah,
I know.
You've been to two pub quizzes and the mayor of Cambridge, again with the medallion
with
on.
With the medallion on.
They rescued that, obviously.
Yeah,
all the way out, yeah. And then... Yeah. He died of a heart attack a week later.
Wow.
So I've been convinced this whole time that I'm killing the mayor of Cambridge.
So have you not done one since?
I have done a few since, and it's, but I can't do it in Cambridge.
Can't do it again.
It's like Final Destination, but like quiz pubs.
That's a remarkable coincidence.
Was it at a different pub each time?
At a different pub each time.
So we like to ask our guest to provide us with the most interesting fact that they've heard of late.
So I thought about this long and hard. I was thinking about lots of facts. First one I thought was, and I thought, if I'm going to say a fact, what do I want to be remembered by my fact? I could say, you know, I need to know, because I need, everyone needs to go, Cicely Hitchcock brought a really good fact on,
It's
important.
Yeah.
So first I was like, okay, I could say that my mouse sperm is bigger than elephant sperm. But then it's
So you this isn't even your fact. This is showing off with this.
You go, this is what I could have done.
I could do a fact if I wanted to.
Mouse sperm is
also, that is an incredible fact.
That's amazing.
So I'm excited to hear what your actual fact is.
No,
it's
honestly,
be that.
It took me ages. Like, it was a big cleanup job at the zoo afterwards. I was like just comparing in both sides of my cheeks.
Who's that woman dressed as Fat Bastard wanking off a mouse and an elephant at the same time?
Incredible! I don't discriminate. Size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So then I was like, that could be my fact. And then I was like...
That's not even a fact.
That's not even my fact. And then I was like, what is a really fucked fact that I really love? And it's about, do you guys know about mummy parties?
No.
This is such a good thing. So... Every time someone says, what era of time would you most like to have been an adult around? Mm. For me, it's the 1860s, because it's the Industrial Revolution, the Age of Enlightenment has begun to happen, and everyone's doing everything without the care of sort of the consequences and the future of doing it. People are investigating shit, right? But there's kind of no... there's no, like... health and safety, no one's saying like, I don't think you should do that. Everyone's like, yeah, we should fucking do that.
Mm.
So for example, where, you know, when you say you're going to an operating theatre, obviously the reason we know that it's called an operating theatre is because it used to be in a theatre and people used to you could go and like watch the operation.
Is this still not your fact?
This is not my fact.
This fucking is amazing. Hang on. You're just dropping facts by accident.
But
you're shedding facts.
I'm shaking them out of one here, one there.
That's nice.
Facts.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't know where that was from.
No, it was boob ear knob.
Yeah.
Pulled a fact out my knob. First guest to do that.
Pulled a little fact out my knob.
Yeah.
Mum, I think I pulled a fact out my knob. What do I do?
But my fact is this. So around the 1860s, people are just having a jolly, especially the British elite.
Yeah.
And around the 1860s, what do people get obsessed with? Egyptology. So people become obsessed with Egypt around the 1860s because they're trying to find Tutankhamun. They're trying to find... all these mummies, and there's mummies littered over Egypt, so like everyone was mummified. You'll now notice that it's not very easy to find a mummy.
No.
But there were literally thousands of mummies, and it was really normal for the British elite to have mummy parties where they'd invite everyone round for dinner and vol-au-vents, and then as like the after dinner entertainment, they'd be like, fuck that piano. Let's go to dining room, let's unwrap a mummy. And they'd do a mummy unwrapping party. And
this is
like
in Egypt, sorry?
This is in London.
London. So they'd get the mummies over.
And then they'd unwrap a mummy. And like, scoop around inside the mummy. I know.
Scoop around.
No, I know. Yeah, that's and that was like a normal thing to do
in the 1860s.
In the 1860s.
And that's where you wish you were born in the
1860s. I would love that.
Is this your fact?
This is my fact.
This is your fact.
This is that they would do these mummy parties. It's like, and also, I just love to imagine that, like, if you had that today on TikTok, it'd be like, come with me to unbox my mummy. Come with me. What's inside my 3,000-year-old priest? Like, what's
so
going
I'm having
on?
Some of the girls over tonight. We're having a party. And I thought, what better way than have a mummy?
Come and join us for our mummy reveal.
Yeah. And then there's, and mummies, then used to be a paint colour called mummy brown.
Yeah.
Which is now illegal.
Don't talk about my mum like that.
So sorry. I'm so sorry. Mummy brown. Yeah. Hey, mummy brown. That's a question.
Mummy brown.
Mummy brown.
Mummy brown. That's the next half an hour of this podcast. Yeah,
mummy. Wait, can we make the name of this episode Mummy Brown?
The team name could be Mummy Brown.
Could be Mummy Brown if you like. Or did you have a bet?
She's going to have one, but she's going to drop three others on the way to getting there.
Maybe it's going to be.
So that's an incredible fact. That's an incredible fact.
Very good fact.
Do you have a team name?
So I thought it was going to be The Pub Quiz Was Inside Us All Along.
It's lovely that.
But now I want to call it Mummy Brown.
Should we go Mummy Brown?
But I was going to call it The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Pub Quiz as well.
That's fun. I like that a lot.
I do like Mummy Brown.
You get final say, Cecily.
It's Mummy Brown.
It's Mummy Brown.
She can adapt.
But you know, I like to imagine it like, said like James Brown.
Mummy Brown!
Yeah.
Fine.
That's what we open the podcast with.
Should we have a look at who our quizmaster is?
Yes.
Yeah, who is it?
So Sam's one of our, we like to call him our gladiators, our regular quizmasters.
Yes.
Who's
sending quizzes, and he does his quiz at the Fox in Loxley in Warwickshire. So it's quite a country pub, very rural. And Sam does his quiz there on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Should we see what he's got for us?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of countryside-based stuff from Sam.
I think so.
Are you from the countryside?
I know my way around a countryside.
Sure.
I've been to one.
Round one, alliteration. Every answer comprises two words which start with the same letter. Straightforward. Okay. Question one. Which indie folk band had hits with White Winter Hymnal and Mykonos in the 2000s?
I like that you pronounced the L in folk. Which indie folk band?
Did I?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Folk band? Folk. Did I say folk?
You said a bit of folk. But I enjoyed it.
But I think someone who's truly folk would say folk.
Yeah, I'd say.
Right?
Maybe I'm truly folk.
Indie folk band, White Winter Hymnal, Mykonos. Is it Fleet Foxes?
I've never heard of that.
Is it Fleet Foxes?
I've never heard of them. Are they an indie?
The oldest
they
person
did.
In the room.
I was following the tide, was following the sky, was following the desert.
Could that be good?
No.
Is that around the 2000s?
I think Fleet Foxes. I'm going to give it a
do
crack.
It.
Also, come on, alliteration. That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, did you all know that already?
Yeah, that's what I thought was a good idea. Yeah.
Fine. Sorry.
Fleet I mean, it definitely is. Question two: which football team won their only major trophy in 1987? When they beat Spurs to win the FA Cup.
Okay. Big football fan?
I am a really big football fan, actually.
Who's your team?
I like it. I like the footballers, and I like it when the footballer kicks the football to the other football.
You should genuinely look into hosting Match of the Day.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the worst is when they get towards the big net and then they don't get the nice ball in.
Absolutely nightmare when that happens.
I don't really... Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah,
and it's very stressful.
Did you play football when you were a kid?
Yeah, but I was never actually that good.
No.
Did you play it for attention?
No.
Or did you play it for acceptance?
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, but I was...
Isn't that the two things?
Good up until I was about 10, 11, and then everyone else sort of had a growth spurt, and I saved like a little weedy thing, and I'd just get knocked off. Well, I didn't really like the physical side of it.
My dad
did you like the emotional
to,
side of it?
Yeah, scoring a goal. Hey. Yeah.
My dad took me to... like the under sevens to see if I'd like play football, and I got a big turn off because I was just like everyone was playing football and I was like making a daisy chain.
Oh, bless you. Sounds about right.
And my dad we'll pay for this now, and you sat there making, we've got daisies in the garden. And then I didn't get any dinner that night.
Daddy Brown was fuming.
Then... Yeah.
I just like to imagine you as being this sort of like anti-war Vietnamese student doing your like daisy chains against all these like masculine men.
Just being handed sort of a white feather, like, I'm a pacifist, sorry, I don't do this. So what do we think then? The only major trophy was against, in 1987.
I think I know it.
Go on.
Coventry City.
It's alliterative.
Why not?
It's alliterative, but in a slightly unsatisfying way, because the actual sort of soft sound of the letters they don't match up, but that's fine.
Question three. Which 2012 film follows Anna Kendrick's character as she joins the Baden Bellas?
Fuck, I've seen this film so many times.
Pitch Perfect.
That's amazing perfect. You've got that, because you've only seen about four films.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like football.
No, he does like football.
I do like football.
He likes it, he just not likes playing it. He's a big Bath City fan.
Yeah.
No, not Bath City?
Yeah, I used to have a season ticket.
Are you from Bath?
Wiltshire, but it was like the nearest big team.
I like it.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I won a season ticket not long ago, and I was so upset.
Did I tell you, speaking of dreams, I had a dream last night when I was staying at Jake's. Jake was like, we and me had a big fight.
Yeah.
In the dream.
Yeah. In the dream, yeah.
What you know happened? What
it basically had a. It was all based quite real, actually, because we recorded recently with Nick Helm, and I had a dream. I had a text from Harry Hill saying, I heard you recorded with Nick Helm recently. You know, really great stuff. Sounds like you're onto a good thing. If you ever want to have me on the podcast, let me know. We'd love to have you on, Harry, by the way. And then
enjoy having you though.
And well. I was like really buzzing, and I went to show Jake, being like, mate, look. And I pronounced Harry Hill wrong. I think I might have said like Barry Hull. And Jake
Barry Hull.
And Jake went apeshit and was going like, you fucking idiot. Like you think you know celebrities. Yeah, I've fucking worked in TV, like really laying into me, like nasty. And then your agent was there for some reason. I've never even met your agent, it was just your agent. And she went, he has gone too far there. Yeah, she went, you sort of stormed off. You stormed off calling me a dick. And I went, sorry, I meant Harry Hill. And then she turned to me and went, he has gone too far.
I know it's mad to apologise. I do want to apologise because I think
it feels
somewhere.
Real, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, some part of me has done that to you, I suppose, on a subconscious level.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Too right.
But like, how the fuck did you pronounce Harry Hill incorrectly? You fucking idiot.
Barry Hull is actually a really great name.
Yeah.
I guarantee if you met Harry Hill and called him Barry Hull, he would love that.
Question four. What is the capital city of Ethiopia?
Burkina Faso.
Is it really?
I think so.
I thought Burkina Faso was a country in itself.
Fuck. That is a country in itself, isn't it?
Could it be something, something city?
Oh, man. It's something something.
That is alliteration.
Oh, my God. That's so good. That is alliteration as well.
Can we put something something?
Oh, man. This
are
is
we
gonna...
sure it's not like something like... It might be Ethiopia City. Is it Ethiopia?
It's got to be alliterative, though.
Yeah.
So it would be like epic Ethiopia.
Yeah, let's call it epic Ethiopia.
Fasa, fa, ba. I think there's a B involved. Look, let's come back to it.
You thought it was Burkina Faso, didn't you? Which doesn't alliterate, and it is a country in itself, but going along them lines.
Is it Burkina Bottom?
It's a bit of fun.
Oh my God, SpongeBob's been set in Ethiopia the whole time.
It's a shame because I think we're confident on the first three, aren't we?
It's such a shame because what we like to do is for one of the rounds see if we can join the 5 out of 5 club.
It's what we like to do.
It's what we like to do. We need to find things to do on this
two
pod.
Lads on the weekend. It's what we like to do.
What we like to do is invite someone to a pub and then say, can you get the 5 out of 5?
We just get a bloke from Warwickshire, send in a quiz. Three rounds of five.
See. Let's come back to it. It's gonna come to us.
Final question then, we'll park the Ethiopia one. Last one. Which English actor reportedly punched a polar bear on the nose whilst walking to the North Pole?
Wait, I think I know that.
Wow.
Go on.
It's...
Alliteration in mind.
Yeah.
Danny Dyer?
It's not a Danny Dyer.
Bit hard man and alliterates.
It alliterates and... I mean, he's...
The sort of thing he'd say.
It is the sort of thing he'd say, but I think there is someone who actually did it and their name is literally on the tip of my tongue.
Oh my God!
But do you know it?
No, it's just like...
Sometimes you do that when you're like, oh, of course it's...
Yeah, sorry. It's, oh my God, like, do you know what? Sam, really enjoying your quiz, by the way. These are some brilliant questions. I love the alliterative thing because I feel like sometimes in a quiz, you get asked a question that's like, what year did this happen? Or how many of this? And you're just guessing around. The fact that we've got this alliterative thing means, like, even if we don't know, we can just
find someone who fits.
So thank you.
It's great.
Can't fucking get one right, but, like,
should
still.
Should we say Danny Dyer? But you don't think it is.
Just say No You Die because we haven't got time to keep thinking about who it
is. We've got no time. Okay,
let's go Danny Dyer.
Let's go Danny Dyer then.
Yeah, alright. I'm not happy about it.
Should we just go back to Ethiopia?
I don't think we've got time.
Should we park it?
Yeah, okay.
So we're just leaving it. No answer. No answer? Yeah, do you want to give an answer?
I hate not doing an answer.
Burkina something?
Abyssa.
What's the alliteration?
It's something Abyssa. It's definitely got a double S.
Right, we're leaving it. We don't know it.
Fuck! Sorry.
I think that's the first time we've ever passed. Right, the answers for the alliteration round. I think we did alright there. So the indie folk band. I did it again. I caught myself then.
Yeah.
It was Fleet Foxes, Jake, the indie band. Great. Well done. I've never even heard of them. That's great knowledge.
Get in.
That was great knowledge.
The football team who won their only major trophy in 87 was Coventry City.
Well nice.
Done. Well done.
It's 2-2. The 2012 film that follows Anna Kendrick is Pitch Perfect.
Nice.
So that's 3-3.
Amazing,
three.
You got a film question as well.
Yeah, I know, that's a first. The capital city of Ethiopia. What did you think, Jake?
I thought it was something Addissa or something Abyssa. I just knew there's a double S in there.
You're not far off, there's not a double S.
Oh,
but it
I'm
is,
quite far off.
It is Addis Ababa.
Fuck.
I would never have got it. I would never. Sometimes you just gotta be like, I wouldn't have got it.
You were close though.
Thank you.
The English actor that reportedly punched a polar bear.
So we put Danny Dyer, but Cecily was quite
it's
like.
Not Danny Dyer.
Yeah.
She was quite. I think fair enough. Like, we'll go with Danny Dyer. It's good to put something down, but we just don't think it is.
Do you know what I think we should have focused on a bit more? Who's the sort of person who's doing like treks to the North Pole?
I think it will be sort of like someone from like landed gentry. You know, that sort of vibe of someone who's like, I'm going to do a bloody expedition and I'm going to the bloody North Pole.
100%, it is that
person.
Is it that sort of person?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Brian Blessed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've seen it on the fucking...
Yeah, of course.
Tip of your tongue.
He was on the tip of my tongue.
He was always hopping up Everest, wasn't he? I don't know.
Also, can you imagine the noise he would have made when he punched the...
fuck off. Bang. So it's a 3 out of 5, which is respectable.
Really respectable.
It's fine.
But we've warmed up now. Do you feel warmed up?
I feel so warmed up.
Do you feel ready to tackle the festivals round?
Yes,
that
definitely.
Sam has given us?
Yeah.
Okay, round two, the festivals round.
The most prestigious prize at the Cannes Film Festival is a golden statue of what?
I know what it's called.
This reeks of you, to be honest with you, this
what,
sort of
the
question.
The Cannes Film Festival?
Yeah. You seem so...
The highest award at the Cannes. It's a gold statue of a little pig.
Is it really?
No. To my knowledge, it's like, because it's called the Palme d'Or, right?
So is it a tree?
I think it's like a...
Palm tree?
What does d'Or mean in French? Does it mean d'Or?
J'adore.
I don't know, yeah.
But d'Or means you, so it goes palm for you. Is it like a palm for you?
Do you think it's a palm?
I think it's a palm. But
is
it's
it a palm
like,
tree or
not
like
a
hand?
A palm tree. No, it's like. If am I not? It's like it looks like this. Imagine if I'm not there. That's why I've got my eyes closed because I'm not there. That's what I mean.
Have you ever done that? If you close your eyes, like you're not there.
Yeah, well, just really petulant.
Just like I pretend, I used to do it as a kid. Yeah. So what, I don't really understand what we're putting down, Cecily. We're putting down a hand.
Yeah.
A golden statue of what? It's not a hand. It's like
it's
a palm leaf.
Palm leaf.
I think I mean a leaf.
A palm leaf.
Palm leaf. Tree is tree safe.
Palm tree.
Because it's not the actual tree.
So a leaf
is
the leaf. A leaf.
Palm leaf.
Leaf.
Palm. I put brackets palm leaf.
Yeah, because then by that, if it is just leaf, then we can still claim we got
palm
it.
Palm was in brackets. Yeah. Palm was in brackets, yeah. Literally.
No, exactly wrong.
Question number two. In 2020, who became the youngest person to headline Glastonbury Festival?
Was it Billie Eilish?
I was there.
I think that is a great answer, Cecily. You were there that year?
Yeah, I think.
Really?
Actually, no, 2020.
Hang on, is it a quick question?
Is it a quick question?
It
depends how long we spend on it, really.
A trick question, because, 2020.
2020? Yeah, Billie Eilish did it 4 years ago, I think.
They won at Glastonbury in 2020.
Sam, you fucked
up. They won at Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah, there wasn't a Glastonbury.
It was 2021.
But we are right.
But that was Billie Eilish.
I think that's an error on Sam's part, but I still think it's Billie Eilish.
I think it's Billie Eilish.
Went to Glastonbury with an ex-girlfriend when we were together. And I don't know if this is morally bad. Wish I hadn't phrased it like that. But anyway, we sort of like set up the camp, set up the tent, and left for... We got there on the Thursday night, and we just like left, did some stuff, like had a good time, came back, and unzipped the tent, and sort of like, I put my, like crawled in, put my hand in, and my hand just squelched into this liquid, which had some bits in it. And the smell was like bitter.
What time
and
is this?
Foul. Probably like midnight, one
okay,
in the
I'm
morning.
I'm trying to imagine that, yeah.
So I'm calling in, haven't got, like, it was a long time ago, this was in like 2016. I think those are the days actually where I would like, if I was going to a festival, I wouldn't take my iPhone, I would like, get like a burner phone because I didn't want to lose it. Yeah. And it would like last long enough because there was no way to charge it.
Yeah.
So like, I didn't have a torch or anything. And I just squelched in, my hand squelched in. I was like, what the fuck? And then there's a guy being like, what are you doing? And there's a guy in my tent.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, you're in my tent. He's like, no, you're in my tent. I was like, no, you're in my tent. That went on for about 20 minutes.
Wow. Like the Spider-Man meme.
Basically, yeah. Spider-Man. And then like the people who were camping around was like, sort of helped me out a little bit. And was like, no, you're in his tent. And he tried to fight us.
Wow.
Fucked off. And the squelch had been, he'd been sick in the tent.
Oh, shit.
Over the sleeping bags, over the like the pillows, over all our shit.
Oh my fucking
everywhere.
God.
But what was also in there was a wallet with... £222 in it.
Oh,
cash. Price of a ticket.
Oh, that is literally, that is amazing.
So we...
You ain't giving that back, are you?
We maybe, allegedly, we maybe did or didn't, allegedly, spent all the money on just like new sleeping bags and then handed the wallet in with his ID and cards.
That's fair.
If that allegedly happened,
you're so within your rights.
That's Robin Hood behaviour.
But that's fine. Yeah.
That's completely fine and also morally just.
So within your rights. We were probably there the same year, actually.
The arrogance of it to be like, it's my turn. Like, just like sat in a throne of his own fucking vomit.
Yeah.
That's what, this is my bit of vomit, actually, you prick.
Yeah.
Yeah, disgusting.
Fucking hell.
Bloody hell, that's great. We were probably there at the same time. I wonder if our paths ever crossed.
Yeah, probably did.
Did.
Wait, who was playing that year? Who was there?
Muse of Death. 2016.
Liam, like, it was the year I passed out in someone's tent. Yeah. And, chucked up after the burrito.
Lost 225 quid that year.
We saw that again.
Was that the year when it was Muse, Adele, and Coldplay as headliners? Let's go Billie Eilish, although there is a fault in the question.
Yeah.
Question number three. In which German city did Oktoberfest originate?
I think it's Munich.
Is it Munich?
Is Munich?
Have you been?
However, it is Munich, but it's a Bavarian.
You got quite a Germanic vibe about you.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Germanic vibe, but because I've got like big milk tits.
We'll come on to the interview round shortly.
Darling, here's your beer. Please pay €7 for my
part. Apparently, you're part Thai as well. So we think it's Munich then.
But I quite like, is Bavaria a place?
Bavaria is a place in Germany.
So that...
I think Bavaria is a region.
It's a region. Oh, okay. Munich, I think Munich is in is that. The capital
and it does say city.
Of Bavaria.
Yeah. So let's Munich. Go Munich.
Basically, Cecily's done what she's done from the start of the podcast, which is know the facts, but also just drop a couple of extra facts.
Just drop
a couple while she's going.
I just like to give.
Yeah.
You're a giver.
Yeah.
Question number four. The religious festival Wesak, and that's spelled W-E-S-A-K, celebrates the birthday of which religious figure?
Jizak. Sorry. It's not even funny. It's not funny. You should never laugh at Jizak.
I don't know. Wesak.
That sounds quite Eastern European to me, Wesak.
Yeah. But then what's there?
King Wenceslas class? Could it be King Wenceslas class?
It's not King Wenceslas class.
I've never heard of King Wenceslas class.
King Wenceslas?
On the Feast of Stephen.
Is that song? Oh, is it? Oh, yeah.
King Wenceslas class on the Feast of Stephen.
Oh, I'd love to feast on a Stephen. I'm just plugging Feasting on Stephen's. No,
I don't know, guys. This is such a shame because I thought this might be the one we get 5 out of 5 on.
Wait, which...
The religious festival Wesak, W-E-S-A-K.
So it's the birthday of which religious figure?
Could it be that like it celebrate? This is when we celebrate the Pope's birthday and we make a festival of it.
Yeah, it's like.
Because it's not going to be one. It's not going to be one of the big hitters, is it? It's not going to be Jesus, Muhammad,
but maybe
like Buddha.
It doesn't say it's a god.
I'm wondering if this is because it's another language. and it said maybe Wessak is like Polish, for example.
It does sound a bit
for Jesus or like Christmas.
Oh, I see.
Oh, right. I wonder it's if it's a trick question.
Be a bit of a trick question.
I like
from Sam,
that though.
I think it's Christmas.
I think I do. Think
that's
think,
wait, no, but hang on. Not it's not. No, it's Jesus. Jesus. Yeah, I think it's Jesus. Yeah,
yeah. Final one. Question number five in this round of festivals. In 2024, Amy Gledhill might come on the pod.
Yeah.
Became the sixth female winner of the Edinburgh Fringe Comedy Award. Give any of the five previous female winners.
Russell Brand. okay. I think Rose Matafeo.
Yeah.
Jenny Eclair. Won it.
Wow.
Sport for choice, eh?
And Hannah Gadsby won it.
Did they all win it? Do you know that?
I know they've all won it.
Okay,
we
it's a big one then.
Jenny Eclair.
Jenny Eclair.
Classic.
Okay, great.
Should we do the answers for the
Let's do the
round?
Answers, yeah. So hopefully we can try and improve on 3 out of 5. It's a good start. Question number one. The most prestigious prize at the Cannes Film Festival is indeed a palm. Palm.
Great knowledge.
Palm. And we did that with the whole brackets palm thing as well, which is quite nice.
Perfect.
Question number two. In 2020, I think you've made a mistake here, mister. I think it was 2022, wasn't it, really? Youngest person to headline Glastonbury is Billie Eilish.
Perfect.
Two for two.
Question number three. Which German city? Oktoberfest. It's Munich.
Lovely.
This is getting exciting now.
This is exciting.
So we knew, let's do the one that we knew. So we knew that one of the female winners of the Edinburgh Fringe Award was Jenny Eclair. It was indeed Jenny Eclair.
Nice.
Sweet.
Which means if we get this final one correct, it's 5 out of 5. The religious festival Wessak celebrates the birthday of which religious figure? We thought it was Eastern European, therefore maybe Jesus' birthday. The answer is the Buddha.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. It's an improvement on 3 out of 5. Oh. It's really good. It's really, really, really good score. We've got 4. Good. Let's have a break from the quizzing for just 1 second, shall we, Liam?
Yeah, let's talk to Cecily about your comedy career. Let's just find out a little bit.
You.
So you recently did a work in progress called Cecily Hitchcock Balances a Poo on Her Foot.
Yes. Cecily Hitchcock Balances a Poo on Her Foot. I'm plugging it now. Cecily Hitchcock Balances a Poo on Her Foot.
It's the first thing you've actually been able to tangibly plug.
What on earth was
the show about?
So basically, the reason why it's a show about the 2008 crash.
Okay.
And it's about me as a kid. Yeah. How old are you, Jake?
I'm 31. 32 in July.
You're 31. You're 25. I'm 20. I'm turning 28 soon. So it's about. So I was 9 years old in 2008, and I was a really strange. As you probably heard about the Fat Bastard and stuff, I was like a really strange, but also like undeniably entertaining child.
Mm-hmm.
In and amongst like the worst year of my family's life. So like it's basically
stuff
about.
Was happening in...
It was all sort of happening from the minute I was born, basically, sort of general like mad stuff. But a lot of like my most entertaining moments as a child, like documented moments, are from me. It basically from the years of like 2006, like 2009, and then the show leads on into when I was a teenager, where I was drastically bullied. But I don't talk about that. I was a weird kid. It was obvious.
Were you really bullied?
I was so bullied at school.
Oh my god!
I had no friends.
In secondary school as well.
In secondary school. In primary school, people were like, "We have to hang out because I went to your birthday party."
I think secondary school is a bit worse, isn't it, to get bullied?
Yeah.
You didn't have any mates secondary school.
I had no friends.
You're so likable.
Thanks, Jake. I know. I think probably the biggest reason.
It's probably all about character building.
it was really
hammering it home has to be likable.
The thing is, though, is that when you've got to imagine as well, like secondary school. So when I was at secondary school, it was like 2010. It's like 2014,
mm-hmm.
And like those are the years where, like, you know, unless you were like getting fingered by the bin at someone's party,
that
like,
bin is a great fingerer.
Do they call you the bin man?
Yeah. Mr. Larden, what a fucking...
it's bin day again. Fucking hell, it comes around quick, doesn't it?
Be right back, just put the bins out. It's just, you just sit with your legs.
You've been taking a while putting the bins out. Coming back in hair all over the place.
And you stink of bins.
Bin juice. Anyway.
But I like long to be fingered by the bins.
Yeah.
I just wasn't. But so what I was doing.
Wait till round three.
Just stood there with your trousers stuff.
But you were bullied.
So basically, it's about like the formulation of me as a child, basically. And the reason I called it Cecily Hitchcock balances a pill on her foot is because there's this famous story of me when I was a child shitting myself and balancing a poo on my foot for many hours and during the 2008 crash. And it's sort of a comment on like humble, being quite humble, being humbled and exquisite gymnastics skill.
Wow, you balanced a poo on your foot?
Yeah, so when I was about, yeah. I went
a solid turd?
Solid turd.
I think because I'm always sort of like within a general state of diarrhea, it's so runny that it would just stick anyway.
Yeah.
But to balance something that is sort of like
it was a round globule, if you want to call it that. Yeah. I don't think you could call it like it. Like I feel like a poo
say
is
globule
a
globule. Again. That was lovely.
I'm plugging globule. also, don't you think there should be an app called Globule?
What made you want to get into comedy?
So it's a really funny question, actually, because I only started stand-up like 3 years ago and I'd never seen something.
Fucking hell, you're good, aren't you?
Thank you.
You've got to be good to be like at this level in 3 years. To be on this podcast within 3 years is pretty incredible.
So I got into comedy, basically. I moved to London in 2021 and I just had this... I've always had this feeling in my tummy that I was going to be famous, like even since I was a kid. Right, and my parents would be like, no, like, become an accountant, do a degree. And I just like was like, no, everything's fine. I think I was just like living in a fantasy world where I was like having such a bad time that I was like, no, everything's fine because I'm going to be a famous person, even though I didn't actually do anything to like make it happen. Mm. I had no interest in comedy, but I was always really funny. So I moved to London, moved here, thought everything was going to be okay, got fired from my job, which was really unfair because I only worked there for 3 months because I lied on my CV about my experience, but they fired me. Fuckers, can you believe they did that? Even though I'd never run I was running a company.
Can we just plug employment law? That'd be really great.
Yeah, let's plug employment. So I was running a celebrity nursery when I first moved to London. right. So I was running a celebrity nursery.
Did you set it up or you,
no,
you,
no,
it was
no.
a thing and then
it
you
was,
went out
it
on
was,
this?
So like Mick Jagger's kids went there.
Go on, what other
and like Janet Jackson's kids. Went there and I got the job out of 4,000 people basically just on personality and aggressively lying on my CV.
So what was the biggest lie you told on the CV?
Oh, I said that. I'd in like law as like a legal assistant and like worked as like an office administrator. Like that was like my work history. And I'd like said that I had like a degree. I said that I'd like worked with children before. I said that I'd managed an entire office. I'd never done anything like this in my life. And I just, it was like complete bullshit. And then I got there, was so out of my fucking depth, didn't know what I was doing, and got fired. And then in the same like month, my boyfriend split up with me, and I was like living in this awful flat in Peckham. It was so horrible. And I just like was like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? And then my sister was going out with this stand-up comedian at the time. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you're so much funnier than him, and like, why don't you start like trying to do stand-up comedy? And I was like, no, I couldn't be a stand-up comedian because I meant to be an actress. I'm an actress.
Right.
And I was never an actress. I've done like GCSE drama, like honestly, like genuinely living like it, like I was like a deluded person for, like so long, and like I don't know how anyone was putting up with me. And then she was like, just give it a go. So I gave it a go in 2022. Yeah, in the end of May 2022, and within 8 months I'd been like noticed by agents and everything, and yeah, like it got signed in October last year, so it's just literally been like an absolute life changing thing. And I started doing it because I had a mental breakdown, and I think I went on stage and I was like, I'm in the middle of a mental breakdown, and everyone was like ha ha ha, but it was the first I'd never even seen stand up before I went to my first show.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's good. That's what's good though, because then
that's quite annoying.
You're
actually
not inspired.
It's quite
by
annoying how sort of naturally good you are at it.
Yeah,
so that sort of pissed me off when there's a sentiment that I'm
but
taking away from
that. There's a beauty
that
in it, because it means that like you're not copying anyone else. Like I've got
people like to copy. Cecily, where can people find you? Where can they find your work? Where can they follow you?
If you go to Southwark Police station, you can see all the bloodstains in the evidence locker.
Sorry, do they just keep it as like a Jackson Pollock music?
Yeah, literally like a Jackson Pollock.
And if not there, then by the bins.
By the bins, right by the bins. I do a lot of stand-up comedy, so I'm predominantly a stand-up comedian, but I do lots of sketch stuff. I do sketch with my collaborator, my favourite man in the world, Rory Cargill.
He's very funny.
He is very fucking funny. And he's sort of my main squeeze, but I do lots of comedy. I do all over the country. And I think you'll probably be seeing me a little bit more on some other television stuff.
Wow! Well.
Can you name?
Do you know what?
Well, didn't realise Kwan watched us back. No, seriously, what is it?
Well, actually, I've just made that up. I just want to.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm just manifesting.
And you might be seeing me, so I can't say because I don't know what it is.
I manifested the comedy. Also, I'm the only woman in my family with big boobs. And as a child, all I wanted was big boobs.
Mm. did Cecily actually say where people could find her other than the police station? Yeah, go on, just give your socials quickly.
My Instagram is at Cess Hitch, C-E-C, not S-E-S. And my TikTok is Cecily Hitchcock, which is my real birth name.
Should we do a final round?
Final round.
Final round from Sam in Loxley is clothing. Confident?
I'm always confident in my clothing, yeah.
Very nice. Every answer includes an item of clothing.
Okay.
Question one. Which film saw the first appearance of the villainous Feathers McGraw?
Wrong Trousers.
Fantastic.
Wow. I Wallace and Gromit are my favourite films of all time. They are hilarious and timeless. The Wrong Trousers.
Plug in Wallace and Gromit. Question two. What is the largest inlet of the Irish Sea?
How are you on inlets?
I think more on the outlet.
Yeah, that's tricky, that one, isn't
what
it?
What is an inlet?
I would say knowing what an inlet is quite key to this question. Well, hang on a minute. So the largest inlet of the Irish Sea is going to be something to do with clothing. So obviously, like, Wrong Trousers works because... So it must be... Is there something like a skirt or a shirt or...
Skirt?
No?
Yeah.
Okay, right, well, let's come back to it. The subconscious will do something, I'm sure. What's question three, Liam?
The flower Digitalis? Is more commonly known by which name?
My gosh, I had this come up in a quiz the other day.
Oh, really?
That I was playing in. Yeah, oh my gosh, Digitalis. Oh man, this is so frustrating. Yeah, I don't know the answer.
Item of clothing, socks, shoes, trousers, shorts,
dress, tie,
pants.
All right, let's come back to that one as well.
Oh dear.
Cheers, isn't looking good.
In the solar system, what name is given to the donut-shaped region of icy bodies beyond Neptune, in which Pluto can be located?
That is...
Oh, go on.
No, I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Sorry, I thought it was the asteroid belt for a second. No,
It's the belt.
But I don't think it is. I think the asteroid belt is between Saturn and Mars and Jupiter.
No, I think you're...
Let's put the asteroid belt. I mean, it is a donut shape, to be fair.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. Could it be someone else's belt?
Yeah, it could be the ice belt.
Gucci belt.
Could it?
It could be the ice belt.
I think maybe the ice belt.
The ice ring.
Have you heard about the ice belt?
No, I've only heard about the asteroid
belt. There's the diamond belt. It's not called the diamond belt, but there's diamonds between Neptune and Pluto, but it's not.
Are there really?
Yeah.
Should we say asteroid belt?
I think
we know that's
belt.
A thing.
I
and
just know it's not. Anyway, yeah, go on.
Why don't we just put belt?
Yeah. What I used to do when I was like doing spelling tests for like a German lesson. Was if I thought it was one thing or the other, just write it quite badly.
Oh, yeah.
So that it looked like it could be like Dienstag or Mittestag.
Yeah. Don't really work when we're marking our own questions.
No.
Final one.
When it's basically a vocal podcast, when you know that that's happened.
Final question. Which food became popularised by Victorian street vendors because it would be used as a hand warmer before being eaten?
Potatoes!
Was it?
Right? Yeah, they used to put potatoes in their pockets.
Jacket potato.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect. Yeah.
Great answer.
That's a really good
show. Thanks for turning up to the quiz. God, right. I don't know where that pelter came. That was you've got so many answers. I don't know why I said that.
It's really horrible, actually.
Thanks for turning up to the quiz. Digitalis. Digitalis.
Are they called ladies' feet? No, then are they called gloves?
Yeah.
Gloves.
Fox glove. It's a fox glove.
Fox glove. That is exactly it. I remember
glove.
This is correct.
Fox glove.
That was what it was in the quiz the other day. Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay.
What is the largest inlet
in the
Irish Sea? Could be a 5 out of 5 if we get it, but
let's think.
So, item of clothing.
I don't think we're going to get it, guys. I think we're going to have to just
scarf.
Yeah, Scarf.
Let's
scarf
call it
more.
A location, and then Scarf.
Scaffold Pike? Scarfle Pike?
Scarfle Pike.
Is that too much of a reach?
It's a mountain, isn't it?
I know, that's really wrong, isn't it?
What about...
It's good.
Guys, I don't think we're going to get it.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
and it happens maybe once
I think
every
it's
three quizzes where we realise major format flaw is that sometimes
yeah.
you're just sat there thinking about it in silence.
So
wait, maybe I think it's the ice belt.
You think the ice belt?
I think ice belt.
Last minute change.
Ice belt, last
minute
change.
Wait, hang on, no, that's the jacket potato.
Sorry. Oh, I mean, we know.
You could be a great doctor with this handwriting.
The answers for the clothing round. Which film saw the first appearance of Feathers McGraw? The Wrong Trousers. Well done, Cecily. Really good. What is the largest inlet of the Irish Sea? It's Cardigan Bay.
Oh.
The flower digitalis is more commonly known by which name?
Well, this was all Cecily, this one.
Yeah, what did we say?
Foxglove.
Well done, it is.
Nicely done. So what are we on now, out of three?
Two out of three.
Okay, great.
So what name can be given to the donut-shaped region of icy bodies beyond Neptune in which Pluto can be located? We knew it was something belt.
Something belt, isn't it?
We had a last-minute change to the ice belt.
Yeah, I just think the asteroid belt, I know we said it, but I just think it's between Jupiter and Saturn.
The answer is... Kuiper belt?
Kuiper belt?
Kuiper belt.
K-U-I-P-E-R.
Mm, okay, belt. Well, never going to get that, mate.
And then finally, the Victorian street vendors would sell jacket potatoes.
It's another Cecily special.
Because they could warm your hands before being eaten. So it's another 3 out of 5, which is...
Do we get half a point for the belt?
No. We have... had these situations before. We just think we've got to stay true to what the quizmaster intended.
Yeah.
And I think on this occasion we fucked up, basically.
Fair enough.
Cecily, I think what you should take from that though is that you really basically gave us our only saving graces in that round. I don't think there wasn't really anything that we got.
I actually think we might have got zero.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you hadn't been here.
Genuinely, yeah. you took us from zero to three.
You saved us.
Wrong trousers, smashed it. And fox glove, smashed it. Jack
we
potatoes,
need more
smashed
women
it.
In male-dominated sports.
I wouldn't go that far. But it definitely has been an addition to the team.
Leave that in.
So that takes us to a 10 out of 15. We always say double figures is not bad.
No, that's always
double
good.
Figures is respectable.
Yeah.
Well, our own little Palmer d'Or on North.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Cecily, this has been a fantastic experience. We like to do a little rating of both the Quizmaster's quiz and the whole experience.
Okay.
Would you be up for taking part?
Absolutely.
Liam, what's the criteria?
So for playability out of 10, what would you give Sam's quiz?
Okay, I actually thought Sam's quiz was really good because I loved the I love the alliteration. I think Sam's quiz
that was good,
out of 10.
It?
Yeah.
Out of 10.
I think probably like a 8 out of 10.
Yeah, the alliterative stuff was brilliant.
Because
it
wasn't so random and boring that we were like, oh, what's that? And start thinking for ages. We had somewhere to lead.
Yeah. Range of questions out of 10.
I like the range of questions.
It's a good mix, wasn't it?
Probably like an 8 out of 10 as well.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, well, and then... Finally, and this is a bit more just about your general experience.
All of it.
Minus the Ubers. Don't hold us accountable for that.
The producer.
Out of 10, just for your experience.
Good vibes rating, please.
I'm plugging... Pub. Is it called the Pub Quiz Pod?
Do it again, clean.
Is it called
the Pub Quiz Pod?
Is it the Pub Quiz Pod?
Yeah.
I'm plugging Pub Quiz... Wait, one more time. I'm plugging the Pub Quiz Pod because it's both in a pub where they actually film it in the real-life pub.
Cool.
And also there's some history to it. Jake used to actually do a pub quiz here.
Yeah.
So that immediately enticed me. And you're both very good pub quiz hosts.
Oh, thank you.
You're a fantastic pub quiz host.
And it's been really good fun. And this is such a good fun podcast.
Oh, good.
And I always say it's important to see more male-led run podcasts.
Oh, thank you.
Because there's not enough.
Cecily, oh yeah. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So, sorry, we didn't get an out of 10 for...
Oh, 4. No. 10.
Ah,
this is a
beautiful.
Great body.
So thank you so much to Cecily Hitchcock for joining our team today and being a great guest. And then also to one of our gladiators, Sam, who does this quiz at the Fox in Loxley in Warwickshire on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
Sam, I can't wait to go to Warwickshire and do your pub quiz. I'm plugging Loxley.
More plugs than a bloody electrician over here. Come on, Cecily, let's get another drink. Let's go. See you later.